السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Just reflection of many things happening around me and the Ummah and all of us. And I'm going to start with honest, really poor human being. Really poor human being. Subhanallah. What I'm going to talk about it today, I should not talk about it. I will explain why. When you look to the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or even messenger prophet, what is every day, especially at night, they thinking about it? What they talking about it? What is the topic they always engage with it daily? What is the topic even it make them even forget their life? You know what is that? Jannah and Jahannam. Hellfire and paradise, which two of the six pillars of Iman. And if we look to ourselves today, I said, Subhanallah, how we love to waste our time, how to love to waste our life and waste our heart and waste the most important and precious things Allah give us. Sahha and time, like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, health and time is two gifts Allah give it to us, and the majority of people is not aware about it. And I look, why we not seeking akhirah? Why we not thinking about akhirah? Why we not working for akhirah? We think we do, but we don't. When you look to our thought, our talk, either about a meal, something to achieve, work, something, and even nonsense, which is 99% of the time, and now I see people going to the phone or laptop or iPad day and night, it's almost like you have no value to your time, no value to yourself. And all of a sudden, it hit me, Surah Al-Waqi'ah. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He started, إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقَعَةِ, when يوم القيامة arrived. And Allah promised, it is coming. And He explained to us, the people is divided into three. People of Yameen, people of Shimal, people of right, people of left, and Muqarrabin. A lot of the early people and very few of the late people. According to the majority of the scholar, we are the late people. We're living now in a late time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the muqarrabin will be a few. It's a musiba, big calamity. If you tell me, illness is not a calamity. Cancer is not a calamity. Any hardship you can imagine in life is not a calamity. You know what the calamity? To waste your life. Time is running. Time is running. Minute, second, hour, days, and year, and the accumulation of sins accumulate, and the accumulation of backbiting, namima, ghaiba, waswasa, you name it. And Jahannam, Allah said in Quran, she called Allah, هل من مزيد? I need more. Imagine. The hellfire will make sound and said, I need more. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied? He said, I promise you, I will fill you with mankind and jinn. Subhanallah. What's happening to us? What's happening to us? The absence of Iman. The absence of yaqeen of al-akhirah. When you look at ayat about akhirah, Allah, He didn't want us to be only a believer. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ يُوقِنُونَ. And those with the hereafter, they have yaqeen, certainty of faith. By this way, why are we wasting time? Why we have no zeal? Why we cannot achieve? Why we are so cheap? Why our time is cheap? Why our companion is cheap? I give you verse 45. Verse 45 in Rome, honest to Allah, I saw it alive in my life. I saw it alive in my life, 99.9.9, actually almost 100%. If you talk about Allah, people get upset. People change faces. People show you is that important. There's no value of the talk. Like, give me something else. If you talk about anything else, nonsense, mashallah, the alert, the bubble, the eyes is big, and mashallah, they can go on and on and on and on. What it mean? You remember the most dangerous verses in Quran? One of them is Surah Al-Hashr. نَسُوا اللَّهَ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. They forget Allah, Allah make them forget themselves. The scholar said, what it mean forget yourself, forget your goodness? Allah make you forget your goodness. By the way, you are leading yourself to your own destruction and you do not see. You're destroying yourself, dunya and akhirah, and you do not see. You're wasting your life and you do not see. Subhanallah. When you look at Quran, the last third of the Quran, or the scholar divide Quran into three groups. One, introductory to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Makki Quran, two-thirds of the Quran. Two-thirds of the Quran. Talk about nation, messenger, prophet, story, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creation, the earth, the purpose, His power, His might, and all this will be mixed with Akhirah and the hereafter. Once you come to the last part of the Quran, the Madani Quran, the chapter gets smaller, the verses get smaller and very precise. You're going to die. You're going to meet your Lord. You're going to meet your Lord. Is only Jannah or Jahannam? Is only over and over again, over and over again, over and over again. Now, what happened? What happened to us? Please read these verses carefully. 22 till 27, chapter of Rome. And read verse 45 carefully. And ask yourself, are you belong to the first group or the second group? Imagine Umar Khattab radiallahu anhu, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. The top of the companion, what is the fair major common things among them? All night they think about Akhirah. Today, even if I sit down alone to try to think about Akhirah, is unwanted. Nobody like it. What going on? Why you want to be alone? My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, we in it. We in it very fast. Imagine, when last time, if you are a woman or a female, think about Jannah and what Allah prepared for you, and you dream about it, and you dream about which one you want, which level. Jannah is many levels, many levels. Allah knows, scholar divided. Is Jannah according to the amount of verses in Quran or ayat in Quran or more than that? Allahu A'lam. Hellfire, again, is many levels, and even it has names, valleys, according to the kind of sins you're committing and how far you are from Allah. What happened to us if we allow ourselves to be dragged by shaitan and by our own wicked nafs and forget Allah? We do not remember Allah. We do not remember Akhirah. What will happen? Shaitan make me weak, fatigue, waste my time, having useless feeling and value to myself. Imagine when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala disgrace you and make you do not value yourself, value your time, value your ability. Imagine when Allah decorate you with a lot of ability and you don't value it, and you do not support it. By this way, you elevated dunya and akhirah for sabilillah. What a waste. What a waste. What a waste. Can you blame anybody? No. Yawm al-qiyamah, no blaming, no complaining. Even from your own shaitan. You cannot blame nobody. You cannot complain about nobody. Except yourself. I can show you the amount of verses about that. No, no way. The moment you die, you cannot blame nobody. You cannot complain about nobody. Even shaitan by himself. By this way, why are we living without no purpose? Why we have no zeal? Zeal for a cake, zeal for a food, zeal for a vacation, zeal to buy, zeal to sell, zeal even to lose our time and money. Imagine, we have a beautiful zeal to lose our time and money. We have a beautiful zeal to spend our time going to Jahannam, backbiting, namima, ghaiba, wasting our time, talk nonsense. This is ghafla. This is ghafla. And once you do that, shaitan take you to something else. Make you a loser, believe you are a loser, and make you despair from the rahmah of Allah, take you to the state of kufr and shirk, take you to his Allahu Akbar. And after that, he take you to one movie to another inside yourself. All this, why? I'm far away from Allah, far away from dhikrullah, far away from Quran, far away from the state of tadabbur, ulul albab, far away of, you remember the famous ayat of Ala Imran? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam warning us about those who hear it and do not live it. Inna fi khalq as-samawati wal-ard. The last portion of Ala Imran. Go read these verses and what happened. Who's ulul albab? The one who remember Allah day and night and every condition. Those who think about akhirah. Those who make dua. What's happening to us? And link, passing link. The companion do not pass link. The companion passing nur, basira, hidayah, tawfiq, elevation. You do not leave palaces, you do not leave fancy apartments, you do not leave fancy style of life. They left a legacy. And a legacy, Allah honored them with it. They elevate the name of Allah and spread the rahmah of Allah in earth. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, time is short, extremely short. Once you're sliding in a state of no dhikrullah, once you're sliding far away from remembering Allah, once you're sliding of reading Quran with tadabbur, once you're sliding of remember death, journey after death, the grave, yawm al-qiyamah, akhirah, jannah, jahannam. Why Allah repeat jannah and jahannam all the time? Why? How many women remember her status in jannah and how she can reach it? How many men think about his status in jannah and how he can reach it? Imagine the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or Rasul some give them the title, your Jannah is yours, halas, finished, it's done. And they're still working very hard. Like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu, Umar al-Khattab radiallahu, all these big names of the companion. They never rest because they want the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, very simple. Please, have a vigilant about what you're doing, what you're thinking, what you're engaging with. Don't sell yourself cheap to shaitan. Wallahi no excuse. Wallahi no excuse. Wallahi no excuse in the front of Allah. Wallahi no excuse. And don't blame nobody except yourself. Lack of dhikrullah, lack of connection yourself to Quran, lack of thinking about akhirah. I can give you right now a story after a story. Remember the companion? He was standing as a night guard and he got hit with arrow after arrow, arrow after arrow until he fall wounded so bad. And when his companion asked him, why you didn't call me? He said, I was in Salah. and I would think about Jannah and meeting Allah, and I forget my own wound. Look at these people. A man traveling for 25 years for Sabilillah, coming back home. And for 1.5 days, his wife waiting for him, and he was in the masjid. I'm just telling you the story quick. And when she asked him, how come you do not come right away? He said, I was thinking about Jannah, I forget you. He forget his wife after 25 years next to her house. He think about Jannah. By the way, you go back to the story of companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See what they dream about it at night, what they think about it at night, what they want at night. And when they wake up, what they say? What do you want? I hardly find somebody before he sleep, he makes intention. When you wake up, you want to achieve something. This is a musibah. This is a musibah. Meaning shaitan get you so bad. You are in a superior state of heedlessness. Even if you're passing knowledge. Because passing knowledge and I'm bankrupt? Passing knowledge and I'm not benefit from it? Meaning I'm like a donkey carrying books? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. My dear brother and sister in Islam, when last time you read about Jannah? When last time you read about Jahannam? When last time you stopped about Jannah and you want it so bad? When last time you talk or you read about Jahannam or Hellfire? Because Jahannam, according to Mr. Prala, is one of the name of the valley, wal'ayyadhu billah. Look how many names Allah mentioned. How many valley and how many level Allah mentioned in Quran about Hellfire. And each one has a different amount of torture and level of torture. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. May Allah save us from that. How many times, my dear sister in Islam, you're dreaming about to be your own queen in palace, in your own palace. You choose your own husband, you choose your Allahu Akbar. Read. Enjoy. This is the advice of Allah to us. We're living in here only for one thing. We're living in this life only for one thing. Because we departure, we're leaving. We're living only to Allah save us from Jahannam and lead us to Jannah. Is this not the purpose? Is that the purpose? How much you think about it? And even we get sick, we have condition, and we stand. We're too busy about everything, except the most important one. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. May Allah save us. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, verse 45, Ar-Rum. Please, this verse, it ache me. It ache me because I saw it live in my life. And now I see it more and more and more. Which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this verse is supposed to be for disbeliever and hypocrite. It's not for believer. But today we're living the 45. We're supposed to be living the 24. The quality of the believer. Read the difference. Give me your reflection. Tell me what's going on. We're getting too far. We're sliding. And we do not feel it. This is a musibah by itself. The musibah when we're sliding and we do not feel and believe we're sliding. And when somebody remind us, oh, he's harsh, he's tough. Look at his voice. Look how angry he is. Look what... I'm boiling. Forgive me, I'm boiling. I'm boiling for myself first. For my surrounding. I said it many times. It's almost like everybody wants to snatch you down. And you try to help people up, nobody wants it. Honest to Allah, nobody wants it. Everybody wants to waste their time. Everybody wants to waste their money. And the ultimate, which is, what Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu famous with? You remember? Abu Dharr radiallahu anhu. He famous by silent and dhikrullah. What about Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, Hakim al-Ummah? What he's famous of? Deep thinking with silent and dhikrullah. Can we reach this level? Is this people is wrong? Today, if I tell people a little bit of that, let's spend a little bit of time of that. People cannot take it. We cannot take it. We shayateen, we happy, we content. And once we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot spend even 10, 15 minutes. We cannot. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. And actually the mu'min, he's happy with his own self. Look at the ahadith about the end of time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, leave everything, go back home and wait until you die. What it mean? Get away from all the mischief, all the fitna, and save your iman. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I don't know what to tell you. All I can tell you, read Surah Al-Waqa'ah, read Surah Al-Rahman, read the end of all the surah like Al-Haqqa. It's many. Read and think and beg Allah to make you a true believer. Because if we do not think about Jannah and Jahannam, what we think about it? If we're not aiming for Jannah and Jahannam, what we aiming for? We aim to Allah, save us. One of the famous hadith and dua of Rasulullah sallam, O Allah, give me Jannah, وَمَا قَرَّبُ إِلَيْهَا مِنْ قَوْلٍ أَوْ عَمَلٍ. Give me Jannah, Ya Allah, and what any word or action close to it or make me close to it. And protect me from hellfire and any action or word close to it. What's happening to us? We're doing the opposite of knowledge. We're living the opposite of knowledge 100%. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Forget about my voice. Forget about I'm harsh and tough and all this. Forget about my mistake. It's no time for blaming or complaining. Remember, once we die, we go in one place, only one, not two. May Allah save us of going two. Because some will go for Jahannam for some time. Do you want to have Jahannam for some time? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. My dear brother, salam, Jannah is so beautiful. The valley of Jannah, the palaces of Jannah, the enjoyment of Jannah forever. And look at the opposite. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. Let's wake up one time and spend some time, relax and think. But don't relax really, no. You know, like when people used to, the early people, they cannot go to sleep. And when somebody asks him, why you don't go to sleep? He said, how I go to sleep? I don't know where I'm going. When I think about Jannah, I cannot wait to be entering. And when I think about Jahannam and I'm not sure if I can be saved from it, it doesn't give me a good sleep. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. اللهم إني ظلمت نفسي ظلما كثيرا وإن لم تغفر لي وترحمني لأكونن من الخاسرين ربي إلهي مولاي نعوذ بك من النار وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل واللهم ارزقنا الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول أو عمل وصلى اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحانك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلاما على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين Please my dear brothers and sisters, please read verse 45 over and over again. Read verse 22 to 27 of Rome over and over again. And ask yourself which one you belong to. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Today, a lot of people, when I talk like that, they consider me too much. You cannot talk about something important. You cannot talk about nonsense like me. I will remind you, believe I'm wrong. I'm 100% wrong. I'm too much. If you believe in Allah wa Rasuluh, if you believe in Quran, read Quran and see what Allah advised you to do. And when you look at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when a man came to him and he asked him, Ya Rasulullah, man akyasun nas, who is the most wise person in earth? You know what he said? This hadith has two narrations. One narration, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم replied to him, أكثرهم للموت ذكرى. The one who remember death the maximum he can, or the most. And another riwayah, he said, الكيس من دان نفسه وعمل لما بعد الموت. And كيس, the one who blame himself and he work for after death. I remember one time I meet one scholar when I was young. I tell him, teach me hadith. He said, my son, you can learn hadith, you can read books, you can memorize. What's the value of hadith and Quran when you read it and become witness against you? Do like Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu. Take one verse at a time, one ayah at a time, one hadith at a time, and try to ask yourself, how much I remember this hadith, how much it is in my life. Imagine when Rasulullah advised me many advice, and none of this advice in my life, you call yourself a follower of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is a musibah, my dear brothers and sisters. By this way, according to Allah, think what He advised you to do. When you think about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, look all the ahadith about death and remember death, visit the grave, visit the ill people, remember death. Read the chapter of remember death. Believe it or not, you will find many Islamic book just collecting the ahadith about remember death. By this way, in case you said I'm too much, okay, read by yourself and see. And if all this doesn't help you, like Sheikh Kishk, Allah yarhamu, he said, if the Quran will not benefit you, and the Hadith will not benefit you, death will benefit you. And if death will not benefit you, والعياذ بالله, hellfire will benefit you. Because after death is no disease, is no wasting time, is no any problem, no. The problem if, والعياذ بالله, I will be among the hellfire people. By this way, the wise, the one who remember death, and he work for after death. This is the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the most wise person on earth. And if you read about Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, you know what he said? He said, if you meet a person, talk about dunya, get away. He's a halik. You know what meaning a halik in Arabic? He's finished. He destroyed himself. And he said, if you meet a person, talk about death, and after death, he's close to Allah. Get closer to him. He will be fed wisdom from Allah. May Allah make me among them, and may Allah make you among them. Save yourself and your family from hellfire. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I was thinking many times when I look to people around me all over, what do they think about it? What do they talk about day and night? And when I talk to them like that, they said, is that your business? I have a relationship between me and Allah. But 99% of the talk has no Allah at all. Day and night. Day and night. Day and night. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, when I read about Jannah for women and Jannah for men, and I ask myself, the companion of Rasulullah was working very hard developing their own Jannah, try to achieve the highest rank in Jannah. Today what we do? We are running after dunya. We try to achieve different rank in dunya. And exactly what Abu Darda did. When he went to Syria and Lebanon, you know when? 35 years approximately, or 40 years maximum, or maybe less, from the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And you know what he said? He looked at their houses. This then, this Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, Hakim al-Ummah, not me. He looked at their houses and he said, you decorate your houses and you destroy your grave. And the companion, they destroy their houses and they decorate their grave. Similar also to Abu Darda radiallahu anhu, or Abu Dar, when somebody enters his house and he finds no furniture, nothing. He said, where's your furniture? He said, the owner of the house will not allow me to live for too long. By this way, I send my furniture to where I'm going. You get it? He knows this place is not his residence. He doesn't care about the furniture. He doesn't care about how it looked like and competing with other. No. Every time I remember Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he said, people will standing yawm al-qiyamah, and the difference between one person to another, maybe one, subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim, extra. And this will lead him to be far away from his own brother, like al-kawkab al-duri. You know, when you look in the sky and you see one star is a little bit shiny than another, this kawkab al-duri. The distance between one house to another can be this distance by one subhanallah wa bihamdihi subhanallah al-azim. How much we lost. How much we'll be far from each other. Don't waste. We're wasting a lot. If you ask me, we're wasting 99.9.9 of our time and effort and money to go to Jahannam, to go to hellfire. And we're spending only 0.1% of our time and money for Sabeelillah. Because don't forget, we're accumulating a lot of bad deeds. We're accumulating a lot of bad deeds, a lot of backbiting, ghaiba, namima, kub, you name it. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, I have no word to say. Except may Allah save me and save you. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the people of Jannah, not the people of Jahannam. Wal'ayyazu billah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah put barakah and nur and qabool in everything I say and do. And make it a source of hidayah and rahmah to all of us and the whole ummah, dunya and akhirah, inshaAllah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. For last many years in my life, I meet Muslim or call Muslim, have no zeal, they have no strength, they have no wishes, they have no power to achieve, they cannot sit fast. You know all this where we're coming from? Lack of dhikrullah and lack of iman. And look at the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is anybody wake them up? Is anybody remind them? Is anybody check them out? No. Do you know when you study in Islam, there's no police, there's no service agent or secret agent, because everybody has his own police. We have no police in Islam, real Islam, in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear brother and sister in Islam, if you have a weak zeal, weak desire to be, weak desire to achieve, you are fatigued, you don't care, all this is a shayateen, this lack of akhirah. Or if you have a zeal of dunya and achieving dunya, is also a, you know, lack of akhirah, because shaitan take me to the extreme, make me so dynamic achieving dunya and lose akhirah. Or make me fatigued, feel useless, restless, weak, wasting time, negative, I don't have it, and all the drama. And in the meantime, I'm a kafir of all the quality Allah give me. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. I'm wasting all the quality Allah give me to shaitan instead of give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and benefit and elevate myself dunya and akhirah. By this way, you want zeal, you want power, you want mean, you want ability, you want to do, you want strength, you want heat within. It's called iman. And love of Allah, love of akhirah, love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the value, and the value, and the value of every moment in your life. Because this moment is not coming back. Is not coming back. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.